quite a few years ago, I decided to take a vacation. And I'd heard somewhere that somebody in this area had a spiritual place down in Loreto, Texas, Loreto, Mexico. I'm still in Texas with the other lady. So I thought, okay, oh, that sounds good. I like spiritual. And they said that you could fix your own food down there and do all this stuff. Oh, great. So I wrote to this place, and they never answered me. And I had to get my airline tickets. And they still, and I wrote them again, they still didn't answer me. So I looked on the internet, and I found a place in Loreto, Mexico, to go to. So I got on the plane. There's a, even an airport in Loreto. Any of you been there? Okay, it's a neat place. So I get there and I take the cab from the airport to this resort place that I'm going to stay in. And I get there and I look around. I see next door some horses. And I thought, that's great because I like to go horseback riding. And then I met some people that were playing darts. It's a big deal down in Mexico to play darts for money. They bet on it. And then I said, where's the town at? And I asked this little guy that worked there, where's the town? He said, well, you go this way, and when you get to that corner, you go that way. So I walked and walked and walked. I mean, it was really a long walk. And I got there, and I found all the people that were selling all the Mexican pottery and different things. And I came back to the hotel, and I complained and complained about it, but I went for a horseback ride. And in Mexico, they don't take any papers. They don't ask you your level of riding or anything else. You get on the horse and you go. Fortunately, this horse was very slow, just like me. So we traveled around a little bit on the horse. And the next day, I was complaining again about that long ride to town. And the guy said, I loan you my car. I said, you would? He said, yeah. Look, I got a car out there. I loan you my car. I said, okay, that sounds like a really nice deal. And he said, Caro no have rear gear in it. Doesn't have reverse gear in it. I said, what? He said, no reverse gear. You had to drive forward. So I said, I should have thought then that this was not a good idea. But he got his buddies and he pushed the car out of where it was parked so I could drive it. I thought, well, I want to see what the rest of this town looks like, and I'll take this car. So I take the car and we go forward. And I drive into another part of town, and I turn into a street. Well, as soon as I turned into the street, I saw it was a one-way street and no end at the end. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? So I pulled into a driveway, and I saw some guys at the other end of the street, some young men, and I said, Señor, 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 come here, come here. Caro, no reverse. Caro, no go backward. I didn't know how to talk to them. I'm giving a hand signal. Caro, go this way. You know. Well, they all came running down, and they pushed the car out, and I started out again, going forward. And then I thought, okay, I need to get some money. I'll go in town to the bank. And I go in town. I find my way there with the car with no reverse gear. And I see across from the bank there's a huge parking space parallel to the curb. And there's no one in the front and no one in the back. So I pull my car in there and I go to the bank and I get my money and I come out and I'm horrified. There's a car in front and there's a car in back. Well, I can't back up and I can't go forward. What am I going to do? So there's, again, I see another guy across the street. Señor, señor, please, please, car no go backward. And I did my best to try to get their attention so that they would come and help me. Well, they looked at me like I was a crazy person, which I really was, to have done this in the first place. I was not a kid. I must have been in my 50s or 60s. I don't know how old I was, but anyway, it was plain stupid of me. Fortunately, nobody pulled me over. I've been in big trouble. No Mexican license or anything. Anyway, these guys came and we backed up. I mean, they pushed the car back and pushed it forward. And I got out of there and I drove straight back to the hotel. And I thanked the kid for loaning me his car without the reverse gear. And that was the end of it. I was going any place anymore except by foot. That's a story.